What started as a trick to get my granddaughter to fall asleep has become an expectation and a job. BG is 2, or as she will tell you while holding up the correct number of fingers, almost 3. She does not like going to bed. She does not like sleeping. One night she was stubbornly rejecting any and all stories. So I said, would you like to hear the story of BG's big adventure? Yes. So I made up a story about Papa taking her fishing and her catching a fish. And by the time I was done, she was out. Now you can make jokes about my stories putting people to sleep. That's fine. But it was the goal. Now, though, she always wants another BG's big adventure story. So far, I seem able to pull them out of thin air, but I don't know for how long. There is a moral here, perhaps, that if you raise the bar, it always becomes the new standard. But maybe it's really to recognize that sharing a special time is a gift, and this is making a memory that BG might recall for many years to come. I'm Murray Wood.